Hello and welcome to Yoga with Melissa. Today we're going to be doing a restorative yoga class for highly sensitive people. You're going to need all your props today, so whatever you have, just make sure you get out. We're going to be using a chair. I recommend a mat and a blanket on top of it, and a bolster, a second blanket, an eye pillow, blocks, and a strap. And we're going to get started right away with setting up your first restorative yoga pose. We're going to be doing long holds for this class so that you get lots of rest. You're going to take your bolster and prop something underneath it, not your blocks, because you're going to need your blocks underneath your shoulders. Put this at the very bottom of your mat. This is probably one of my most favorite restorative poses for renewing your energy. And then you're going to place two blocks underneath your shoulders, or you could put cushions here if you don't have enough props and you need to put a block underneath your bolster. And then you're going to put either a folded blanket, or you could put your eye pillow for underneath your forehead for a little extra padding. And then you're going to put your knees at the bottom of the bolster, so your legs are on the top of the bolster and your shoulders are on the blocks. And then you're going to rest your forehead on the eye pillow,
just so your nose has room to breathe.
Okay. So over the last 2 weeks in the Yoga for Highly Sensitive People series, we've been focused on how highly sensitive people process more deeply, and how they become easily overstimulated. So as such, restorative yoga is the perfect practice that will give highly sensitive people the time to rest and digest. In a restorative yoga class, we use the props to fully support your body into completely relaxing so that our bodies can release accumulated tension. So props like eye pillows can reduce the amount of visual stimulus. Silence, which we'll be going into in a few minutes, reduces noise. And long, slow breathing gives you the space to recover from overstimulation. Now, the guiding principle of a restorative yoga class is that it creates release. Release from doing into being. In each restorative yoga pose, we're going to use the props. Like here, we're using the blocks and the bolsters and the floor to support your body fully so that you can release physical, mental, emotional, energetic, and spiritual tension. And once you're set up in each pose with the props and you're well supported, I'm going to invite you to go on an internal retreat facilitated by silence and the passing of time so that you can experience deep relaxation.
So breathe into your low back here. And if your mind is busy, focus on releasing that mental busyness through the forehead down and into the earth. Go back to breathing into your low back. And then take another deep breath. You're going to slowly make your way out of this pose. We're going to move slowly between poses, conserving our energy. And we're going to set up our next posture. So for this one, you're going to take your bolster and your blocks. You're going to need room for your head and your shoulders here at the side of the mat. And you can either put cushions or a folded blanket on top of your blocks here, or if you have two bolsters, you can use bolster. And then you're going to want your strap as well. And your eye pillow. And if you don't have an eye pillow, you can just take a piece of cloth or a little bit of blanket or the sleeve of your shirt and put that over your eyes. So here you're going to sit on top of your props. You're going to take your strap. You can either put it around your ankles or your legs, wherever feels most comfortable. And then you're going to tighten it. And this is just so that your legs stay on top of the bolsters. And then you're going to lie down on top so that your shoulders are off and your legs and your hips are on. So that you're in a supported shoulder stand or bridge, and then you can put your eye pillow over top of your eyes. So just make sure that the props are supporting your body fully. In a restorative class, you want to relax into the pose without exerting any physical effort to stay there. In that way, you can receive the pose rather than doing the pose. So there should be no effort here whatsoever. And once you make sure there's absolutely no effort, then I want you to just enter back into your internal retreat. Letting go of all physical tension, mental, emotional tension, just letting it sink down and into the earth, letting the props in the earth fully support you, breathing into your low belly.
nothing to do, nowhere to be. Just notice how your nervous system is calming down the longer you stay in this pose. Okay, take a deep breath. We're going to very slowly come out of this pose, very gently take that eye pillow off. If it's bright where you are, open and close your eyes a few times to get used to the light again. Take your feet out of the binding, bend your knees, place your feet on the floor. Roll to your side. Just pause there for a moment. Okay, and then slowly make your way up. Just take a moment here to let your blood pressure equalize. Okay, for the next one, you are going to need your bolster again. You're going to need your chair. You're going to need a folded blanket or a meditation cushion to sit on. You're going to need a second folded blanket. You can put your, if you don't have a second folded blanket, you could use a strap. You can put your blocks off to the side. Your chair in. So you're just going to sit. We'll just take our time setting this up. You're going to sit on the edge of your cushion. And you're going to take your blanket, and essentially you're just going to, this is my new favorite thing to do because it's like swaddling yourself as an adult, but you're going to make yourself into a burrito. So you're just going to wrap your legs and tuck it around. It's very calming for your nervous system. You swaddle yourself, you burrito your adult baby legs, and then you're going to fold forward. And remember here, this isn't about creating a stretch on the back of the legs. That's not what we're doing here. You're creating a resting position here for you just to rest. That's it. So find a position so you can rest. Let the props support you fully. It's So in restorative yoga, the aim is to release. So we're not looking for any kind of stretch along the backs of the legs here. We're using the props to support your body fully. So you can feel like you're floating on a cloud, or you feel like you have a deep sense of ease.
If you have low back issues like slipped discs or herniated discs, it's probably a good idea to put put the bolster or an extra rolled blanket underneath your knees so your knees are bent in this pose, so you don't have a straight-legged forward fold. Breathe into your belly and your low back. Relax your jaw, soften your ankles,
So just notice how your nervous system is calming down, becoming more restful, more calm, more steady. Take a deep breath. Slowly come to upright.
And pause there. Okay, and just notice how your energy is being restored here and how it's also calm at the same time. And then we're going to put the chair away. Can unwrap your burrito legs. That's it for the chair. Okay, for the next pose, you're going to want to take a block, one on the high setting, one on the middle setting. And then put your bolster over it. If you have knee issues, you can lie on your back and do a recline twist instead. And put a bolster underneath your knees or between your knees instead. Otherwise, we're going to do a front lying twist here. And you could take this blanket as well and place it over your low back once we get going here. So hold that close by too. So we're going to take your hands on either side of the bolster, walk your knees over to the left side, lower your right hip down, and then you're going to lower your torso onto the bolster and lower your arms on the bolster. And then if you want, you can put the blanket over your low back. Okay, just a little extra weight. So each pose is an internal retreat, and the silence and the space, it facilitates your internal process.
Breathe into your low back. And you're going to take a deep breath. And then you're going to move slowly with care. If you're on your back, you're going to bring your knees to the center. If you're doing the front lying twist, bring your knees back to the center as well. And then we'll walk our knees to the right side this time. Lower your hips down, lengthen your spine long, and you can pull that blanket over your low back again. And lower down. So entering into your internal retreat here, giving yourself silence and space to go into your own internal process. Breathing into your low belly.
And if your mind starts to become active, let that mental tension just drain out like pulling the plug on a bathtub. Come back to your breath. Take a deep breath. Very slowly you're going to make your way out of this pose.
And we'll put these props off to the side. If you have low back issues, you're going to place the bolster underneath your knees. If not, I'm going to get you to put it aside. Also put aside the blocks. For Shavasana today, you're going to use the blanket. If you don't have a blanket, you could use a towel. We're going to do the burrito thing again. So you're going to take yourself and you're going to, this takes a little bit of doing. It's almost like you have to wrap yourself up in it. So you're going to wrap yourself up around your midsection. Tuck yourself all in. If you've got somebody else around, it's even better. And then once you're all tucked in, you're going to place your eye pillow over your eyes. And in a few minutes, I will get up and read you a poem. So allow yourself to rest here deeply. Feel the stability and the support and the extra security of the wrap here. Breathing into your low belly. So keep resting back in the Shavasana. I'm going to sit up and read you a poem. This poem is called For Solitude by John O'Donohue from his book To Bless the Space Between Us. May you recognize in your life the presence, power, and light of your soul. May you realize that you are never alone, that your soul in its brightness and belonging connects you intimately with the rhythm of the universe. May you have respect for your individuality and difference. May you realize that the shape of your soul is unique, that you have a special destiny here, that behind the facade of your life, there is something beautiful and eternal happening. May you learn to see yourself with the same delight, pride, and expectation with which God sees you in every moment. May you recognize in your life the presence, power, and light of your soul. May you realize that you are never alone, that your soul and its brightness and belonging connects you intimately with the rhythm of the universe. May you have respect for your individuality and difference. May you realize that the shape of your soul is unique, that you have a special destiny here, that behind the facade of your life, there is something beautiful and eternal happening. May you learn to see yourself with the same delight, pride, and expectation with which God sees you in every moment. And as you continue to rest back in Shavasana, I want to acknowledge that as highly sensitive people, you appreciate the quietness of your own company, and that in taking time in solitude in a restorative yoga class like this, that you're taking time to connect with your higher self. So gradually allow your breath to deepen. Start to wiggle your fingers and toes. Gradually open and close your eyes a few times to adjust to the light again. Bend your knees and roll to your side. Slowly make your way up to seated. We'll gather the fruits of our restoration in first to ourselves and then offer them out into the world of overdoing and overstimulation where it's so needed. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So give yourself a thumbs up for taking time out, for giving yourself an hour of rest from overstimulation, and I took an internal retreat today in the comments. Thank you so much for joining us today for our live restorative class. I want to thank Anise and Anya for your donations. We really appreciate your support. They help us to be able to do this full time and to be able to put out classes like this as we've been doing for the last 10 years here on YouTube, and would love to continue to be able to do. It takes Tim and I, we do this full time, and it's a full-time job for both of us. So I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as strong as the old growth trees in our forest, as rooted as the old growth trees in our forest, and may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste.